Daddy worked like a mule mining Pike County coal. He fucked up his back, couldn't work anymore. He said, one of these days you'll get out of these hills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills.
Do that, I'm going to be thinking about that the whole time. This poor man's got to take a shit. He's going to have a little shit diamond. He's going to get impacted. He's going to get, you know, sepsis. And then next thing you know, Anthony's dead and it's my fault.
No, I'm not gonna die like Elvis did. Don't worry.
Having a good time.
But no, they used to call me the Iron Anus back in high school. I actually made a cartoon character off about it, so.
Oh, anus, the Iron Anus?
The Iron Anus, yeah.
Oh man, what was the character's name? Was it Colin?
He just goes by the Iron Anus. I don't have his actual.
Well, I mean, that would be hard to, like, just go into everyday life, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm still working on his normal persona.
He's just an asshole. Yeah, I was going to say, just give him a pair of glasses and, you know, just a comb over.
That'd be too close to Assy McGee.
Oh, yeah, you're right, probably.
Do you remember that show?
Did I get that right? The
yeah, I think he kind of talked like this.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going for. Man, what?
On one of the episodes, he had a cold and it was just like cough farting everywhere.
What show was that?
It was called Assy McGee, dude. Yeah,
it was a toll show. Damn.
Yeah, I think it was on what. On Adult Swim, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And
okay. Shoot. So, man, I guess we'll go ahead and get this started. This is the first time that I have done this by myself. So, I'll probably go in afterwards after I butcher this. But this is cross-examination. It's my little brainchild that I used to do with my buddy Paul Ober. But he has since moved on to bigger and greener pastures, and we wish Paul the best of fucking luck because he's a good dude. But you know, with me today I've got Anthony Kovach, and he doesn't know what cross-examination is yet. So what happens is I get wayward stereo travelers and I berate them with the most ridiculous questions in between fun little banter and, you know, just nice little asides that, you know, we go back and forth with because we're comedians. Ain't that right, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm really funny.
Yeah, Anthony's really funny. Listen, if you guys think that I'm funny, I mean, my God, this guy is going to make you lose your minds. Like, you know, you think, you probably think that, oh, it's just because he's the guest. Keith's really gassing him up here. No, this guy makes me not want to do comedy. He's so funny. That. Oh, man. How's that feel? Like, you know.
Oh, it feels good, man. Yeah, it's all true, too.
It really is. Anthony and I had this fun little thing that was completely one-sided until now. Where you want to tell them about it, Anthony?
I mean, yeah, I love introducing you, Keith. Like, whenever we're in the comedy rooms, I'm your biggest hype man, dude. Like, I'll introduce him. I'll do like my 2 or 3 minutes, and then I'll be like, "All right, I don't even want to go first because next up after me is Keith Burr." This guy's so funny. Like, when you hear his jokes, you're going to be in tears laughing. And I don't know how I'm going to, you know, set the bar. Him going after me is actually really bad for my career, but he's really funny. Let's bring him up. Pretty much everything God. He says will make you laugh. So, anyway, Keith Burr, everybody.
Oh, God, that's been the sound like that's been bouncing off the insides of my skull for, like, since you've said it. It's my ringtone, pretty much, inside my head.
Oh, my God, I scarred you. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I don't know. I never knew that you could actually, like, vigilante hype man. Like, it's like Batman. It's just like that nobody ever asked for and kind of pretty much illegal. But I love it. It cracks me up. So this is where Paul usually starts talking out of his ass because, I mean, he's really really good at the hosting part of it. I'm good at the examination and just tearing at you with questions. You know, he does stand up in L.A. Well, I guess that really fucking narrows it down, huh?
Wait, Paul Elia?
Oh, no, no. That's from the Afternoon Delight, ain't he?
Yeah.
Now, Paul is one of the veterans of stereo here. He actually won a competition whenever it first started, and he got like 10 grand. Yeah. I was like, what? Right?
What was the competition? Like, jerking off?
No, if that was it, I would have won already. Like, yeah. Before it even had taken place. I was a just weird little blonde-haired kid just running around. Like, I don't know. And I don't remember, like, oh, this is actually one of the questions here. Let's get into it right now. Anthony.
Yes.
Anyone ever teach? Some things are innate in us, right? You know, did anybody ever teach you to jerk off? Or did it just come natural? Because if it was me, I just kind of barnacled up to the jacuzzi like a little weird kid. And just things happened from there. I kind of reverse engineered it.
Yeah, you know, no one ever taught me. I just kind of started teaching myself when I was 11 or 12. And it was all thanks to American Pie. What was her name? Shannon Elizabeth. Oh my God. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that woman. I still remember her too. We're the same age.
I'm 31.
Oh, you old fuck.
Am I older than you?
Yep.
Damn, bro. And you're richer than I am. That's crazy.
Oh, God, no. I don't understand. It's like my girlfriend, she, like, bless her heart, she has to keep it because I really don't get it. She thinks that she's got to go, like, she's got to stop slowing down, you know, like, I can't go anywhere because I only have, like, you know, money. I'll say X amount of money in the bank. We'll say $200. If I have a quarter in my pocket, I'm like, I'm good for days. Like,
that's why you're rich, bro. You're good at saving.
I delegate the saving. I don't even have a bank card.
That's why you're saving so much money. It all makes sense.
I'm frugal, I guess is a good way to put it, you know, or just dumb as shit.
I use Google all the time too.
I love Google, man. I mean, search engine.
To answer your question, yeah, I pretty much taught myself. First time I figured out how to do it, it hurt. It was painful. And then, from then on out, it was just, you know, 20 years of self-indulgence.
Oh, man, self-indulgence, you know, just living that, like, look, what is that called? Oh, fuck, I forgot the word. I hate myself right now. I remember seeing it in Playboy.
Asphyxiation.
David Carradine was a great man. And he's the new installment of Die Hard starring David Carradine's ghost autoerotically asphyxiating itself. Wow, that's a sentence and I have to get out.
Is that really how he died?
I've told so many people yes that I really don't know.
Well, if you say something enough, it becomes true, so.
It really does. It's like mental gymnastics are fun. I can brain backflip my way into just about, like, justifying anything, which brings me to my next question. Anthony, what is one of the worst? I won't make you incriminate yourself, but being funny affords you to get away with a lot of things. A lot of things that the layman just really doesn't get to see, like, you know, the light of day after sometimes. What's one of the funniest things or the most serious things that you've ever gotten away with by being funny?
Oh, man. I got pulled over with a pound of weed in my trunk and a scale. And this is back when I lived in Oceanside, California. And, you know, they say if you can make somebody laugh, you can make somebody buy, whether they're buying your bullshit or whatever you're selling. But I thankfully got pulled over by like the captain or whatever of the police force down in Oceanside, and he's like, so do you have anything in your car? And I said, do you want me to tell you the truth? And he laughed. And he's like, yeah, tell me the truth. So I told him everything. I was like, all right, I got a pound of weed in the trunk. I got a scale back there. And it was all weighed out individually, too. It was, like, labeled for sale and shit. And he's like, okay, give me a minute. And three more squad cars rolled up behind him.
Jesus.
And then he comes back to the window, and he's like, he found my guitar in my trunk, too. And he's like, all right, Anthony, so you just like to get high and play guitar, huh? I'm like, yeah, that's it. He's like, all right, I'm going to cut you a huge fucking break today, Mr. Kovac. It's Kovac, by the way. I was like, all right. So he wrote me for a misdemeanor for less than an ounce and took all my weed and broke my scale. And I didn't go to jail that night. So that was when weed was like extremely illegal too. None of these med cards were available yet for, you know, not for me anyway. It's not like I'm disabled or anything or whatever, but I made him laugh one time by asking him, do you want me to tell you the truth? And he laughed, and I was like, okay, this guy might be kind of cool. And then, oh, I also had an open ball of vodka in my backseat.
Well, that's stupid. Just for cleaning the wounds.
And then the girl that was in my passenger seat, bless her heart, she was so embarrassed the whole time. We were meeting our coworkers at Denny's of all places to get some fucking late night food, and I'm the last one out of the apartment complex, and I'm the one that got pulled over. So, anyway, I drove her straight home, and then I just went home. I was like, I don't want to go to Denny's. I was so pissed, and like all my weed was gone, and I was like, at least I didn't go to prison. That was technically could have been a felony. So.
Oh, yeah, they could have. Has weed ever really been, like, super illegal in California? I mean, you got to put that in, like, air quotations.
Well, if I had less than an ounce and it wasn't weighed out and there wasn't a scale in my trunk, then I would have been in a better position. But he cut me, yeah, definitely, intended distribution, whatever. He cut me a break, and it might be white privilege. It might be because I was funny. I don't know. But I'm very grateful.
I want to chalk it up to funny because, well, maybe a little bit of white privilege, but I mean,
yeah.
Why not?
But if something else comes to mind, I'll let you know. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I made that guy laugh. I got pulled over by another cop while I was on acid one time, and I had. Anyway, that's a different story, though. He didn't laugh at me, he didn't think I was funny at all.
I went through a road check one time, and I swear, the two state troopers that were there, they were playing this game. One of them would start talking to me, and the other one, and he would ask me a question, and I would start to answer him, and the other motherfucker would say, hey, don't you talk to him. Don't you talk to him. You're talking to me. And I was like, hold up. I never called them super troopers. Never.
Did you call him super trooper?
Oh, I did. I absolutely did.
Oh, no. Did you make them laugh? Yeah.
Oh, no. No, they made each other laugh. Like,
yeah, they sound like a couple of dickheads.
Oh, yeah. They were just, I don't know, probably about the IQ the same, like, as their shoe size and shit. Just couldn't even say it was a circle jerk. I mean, it's just, like, linear. It's just two dudes just being dumb as shit, jerking each other off, just taking advantage of the little man. That's me.
Mental masturbation. I hate it when people mentally masturbate each other. It's like, no, you're the best. No, you're the best. No, it's like, none of you are good. Stop it.
Both of you are pretty much awful. Put together, it's even worse. How about that? I don't like you guys.
Yeah, especially in today's culture where we live in it, everybody gets a trophy mindset. If somebody does an open mic and they sound like crap, I'm like whether it be music or whatever, I'm not going to go blow smoke up their ass and tell them they're good. I'm just not going to talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, because that's like, you know, how we heard the old dude rap, you know? It's not like, well, oh, I can't. I mean, I love the dude to death, but I can't do it. Like, he knows this, and I don't know why he does it to me all the time, but whenever he got on there, Jesus Christ, I just recoiled.
Just start face palming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you can imagine like a face palm, like going through my head, like through the front of my face and out the back of my head and smashing through the moon.
That's MMA fighters are trained to do, punch through your opponent. You're doing it with your own palm.
Well, yeah. Did you see that fight between the transgender and the other lady? I don't even know. The female fighter?
No, that actually happened?
Mm-hmm. Watch
that. Damn, I missed that. What do I need to look up to watch that?
Jesus, probably find it on WorldStar after that beating. I mean, well, probably just look it up on YouTube. I can't remember the names of the fighters, but my God, you're in for a show, buddy. Listen, this chick.
Is it Elena McLaughlin?
McLaughlin. Yeah, because I remember saying something about McLaughlin.
Oh, okay.
my God, dude. The female fighter, the naturally born female, my gosh, she is a great fighter. I'll say that. I mean, it's to stand up and take as much shit as she did and actually still dole out. Oh, my God. If they were even, I'll say that. Yeah, she would beat anybody standing in front of her, but it's laughable. It's cartoonish.
Damn. Yeah, I'll have to check that fight out later. Yeah, that's, I mean, shit, man. Where do you draw the line? But, you know, it is what it is.
It made me angry watching parts of it because I'm sitting there thinking, like, people are having to pretend like this is fair. Like, where do you draw the line?
Like, I love the transgender community, but if somebody's assigned male at birth, they have more testosterone. If you look at the science, bigger muscles, more testosterone. You know, like it's
denser bones.
It doesn't seem fair, but you know, equality. I want to say that I support my transgender community. But with MMA fighting, I don't know, where do you draw the line in terms of...
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Paul, like my co-host, he's bisexual. I'm a redneck by, like, you know, all rights and standards and, you know, history. Apparently, we're not supposed to get along. But, I mean, I love Paul. I mean, and, like, dude, he is actually, like, he taught me a bunch of shit about comedy, man. He is he's brilliant.
But now he's doing bigger and better things, huh?
Yep, he had to move on. I think that me going to jail kind of freaked him out.
What freaked him out?
Huh?
What freaked him out?
I said me going to jail.
Oh, you went to jail?
Yeah, that's where I got coronavirus.
What the fuck? What? I didn't hear about that.
Apparently, I was a nationwide fugitive since 2019 from the state of Minnesota.
You didn't pay your taxes?
What are taxes? No, I didn't. I can tell you not much about Minnesota other than it's the land of 1,000 lakes and it's where you do not want to get a DUI in 2015.
Oh, shit. So they were looking for you for that court date?
Nope. Actually, wasn't even that. I went through my court date. I went to jail in Minnesota, stayed there, did my time, got out, came back. I was on probation for 6 years. 6 years for a DUI. It's the originating state of MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Boy, let me tell you what, buddy. They really throw the book at you.
So don't get a DUI in Minnesota, right?
Yep.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yep, never. And land of 1,000 lakes, fuck Minnesota. Be better off as one lake. Hear that? Best thing can come out of Minnesota is TJ Miller and Prince. Wow, that wasn't rehearsed.
It just came out like that?
Oh, yep.
Nice. Yeah, TJ Miller's funny. Gotta love Prince.
Why, though? Why does everybody love Prince? Because
he died, bro. Brilliant. He died for our sins.
Oh, he's Black Jesus. Well, Jesus.
He's Black Jesus, yeah.
I'm bleazy. But for real, I know that he was a brilliant musician from... what I hear, I never saw him myself.
And he had a cool guitar. Haven't you ever seen his guitar?
Is it a dick? Like
Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever seen Prince's guitar?
Is it just like a big dick? Like
maybe. Let's see. Images. Yeah, it's got a big penis hanging off of it.
Holy, I knew it. A dangle for his little guitar. It's not a capo, it's a caco.
Nice. I'm surprised you know what a capo is. You play music?
Yes. I love music.
Play I didn't know that you were a music. I didn't know that you were a musician too. I play all the instruments except for the didgeridoo.
Oh, but you can't say you didgeridoo don't. I mean, I'm sure you didgeridoo could if you wanted to.
Well, I can do an impression of a didgeridoo if you want.
Please, you have a toilet paper roll.
I think it originated in Australia.
Yeah, that's aboriginal as hell. Aboriginal. That's a word, ain't it? If it's not,
don't.
It's aboriginal.
But yeah, so that's the only instrument I don't play. That and the violin. But
you know. I would love to play the violin. I don't care if it looks like girly or what, but it seems, I mean, it's, I love the way they sound.
Yeah, but where you're from, they call it a fiddle.
I know, and oh my God, that's one of the funniest things. You know, many people think that those are two different instruments.
It's like you play the violin? Hell no, brother. I play the fiddle.
Mm-hmm. Because that sounds more manly. Fiddle, 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 fiddle. Violin or fiddle?
Fiddle sounds more badass. Violin, elegant. Fiddle, southern.
Yeah. Fiddle.
But you know, not to say that southern isn't elegant sometimes. I'm just saying that, like, yeah.
If you ever seen them deep, a real good old moonshine still. Now that is just class. Talking won't make you blind, get you drunk.
What is that? Moonshine?
Yeah.
I've never tried real moonshine.
Oh man, it's I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like I like the taste of alcohol, but it's in it. That's for sure.
Well, I hope so. That's the point.
It's super strong, and it's actually pretty tasty if you can get the like right people to make it in the right flavors. I mean, there's literally any flavor you want. There's, you know, pumpkin pie. I mean, I don't know why I went straight to White Girl Winter with the fucking pumpkin pie moonshine.
Oh, bro, it's pumpkin spice season again. There's pumpkins everywhere now, and there's a bunch of girls getting pumpkin spice lattes. It's the season now.
I got incepted, Anthony, and it wasn't even by you reading off these ridiculous, weird holidays that nobody's ever heard of.
Oh, forgot to do the holiday thing. Let's see what today is. September 24 celebration. If anybody ever listens to this recording, my comedy, I do topical humor based on the celebration of the day. It's really lazy, but it's funny. So you guys can all go fuck yourselves.
So this isn't real? I thought these were all real days.
No, they are real. Oh, today's National Gay Men's HIV AIDS Awareness Day.
Freddie Mercury Day. Woo! Mercury's in retrograde.
That's right. So that means me and you can, you know, be positive together. And,
and just because, you know, two positives do make a negative.
And keep an open mind, right? So, today's National Punctuation Day, because that exists. So,
what I would love to do is to punctuate.
I know that I know it's really hard for you. God, who comes up with this shit anyway?
I don't know, some psychopath.
And today is Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving. You ever heard of that?
the classic German Thanksgiving tale. Yeah.
It dates back to 1734. The Schwenkfelders are the descendants of a small Protestant sect that sprang up in Germany around the time.
Holy fuck, I'm right.
you were right. Around the time of the Reformation, they were followers of Caspar Schwenkfeld, a theologian. So they made their own Thanksgiving. Most of them now live in Pennsylvania Dutch country.
Oh, Jesus. No, South America. Wow.
Yeah. So,
you know, they're the original WASPs.
I don't know. They're the Schwenkfelders. Like, Schwenkfelders are a sect. This is weird, man.
You know, we're talking about religious sex, like a Mormon sect that says you can't have sex with members of the same sex, but you can't have sex with members of different sex.
Yeah,
or sex can't be same.
No, anyway, Schwenkfelder, man, I learned something new today. At least I can say that.
Apparently, I already knew it.
Yeah, you pretty much guessed it right on the head. German Thanksgiving. And to celebrate Schwenkfelder, celebrate your garden bounty and the fruits of your labors.
you plunder and pillage just a little bit, not a lot.
And then apparently there's a hashtag for this, hashtag Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving. I don't even want to look that up, bro. I mean, maybe check it on Instagram. Maybe it's actually pretty comical. Who knows?
That's the name of this episode.
Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving. Well, you know, I kind of celebrated in a way. I went to the grocery store and I got some avocados.
I've never eaten an avocado.
Dude, you got to be kidding me.
I really don't think I am. I'm sure it's been in some food that I've eaten, but I've never actually, like, went out and purposely bought an avocado.
Have you had guacamole?
Not if I can help it. I hate that shit.
Oh, my goodness, man. Well, you know, we're not going to see eye to eye on everything, Keith Burr. So
I feel like you're taller.
I am 6'2 when I go to bed and 6'3 when I wake up.
Yeah, I'm like 5'13 when I go to sleep. And then I'm still the same size when I wake up.
Wait, you're 6'1?
No, I did math wrong. I'm 6 feet.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I feel like you're much more comfortable with 6 foot, Keith, than 6 foot. Just by that. You're 6'1"? Oh, you're 6 foot. Okay.
I was like, oh, shit, you're 6'1", dog? Hell yeah, dude. You're tall. And then you're like, no, I'm 6 foot. I'm like, oh.
Never heard joy retreat from someone like that before.
So, have you ever been on dating apps? I know you have a special lady right now, but have you ever used dating apps before?
Oh, yeah, I used one while we were together.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. you ever see those girls
let me
say if your height starts with a 5, swipe left or something?
Oh, you mean them tall queens or height queens, whatever.
Yeah, height queens. Yeah, I always felt special because I could be like, oh, hell yeah, I passed your first test, bitch.
Bro, I signed up on Black People Meet and they loved me.
Oh, really? Black People Meet?
Yeah.
Nice.
that one was before I decided I was going to do comedy. That's kind of funny, too. But the last time it was on Tinder, because I told my girlfriend, I was like, yo, I feel like this would be a good pursuit. I'm going to be worth the money. It's going to look weird on the credit card, but, you know, it's going to be worth it. And it was worth it. I mean, it was kind of just reinforced everything that I already thought about Tinder.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that you say that because I actually thought about signing up on Black People Meet, but I didn't do it because I was like, it might be a no-no. I should have done it.
My bio was, once you go black, you never go back. But once you go skinny white, dude, you really get your finances in order.
You really get your facts in order?
Your finances.
Oh, okay. That's borderline pushing it there.
What are you talking about, buddy? I'm not a redneck.
Actually, yeah, you own multiple properties. You're really successful. You're really funny.
all the things as long as Anthony is introducing
me. I mean, the story checks out. Like, if you want to get your finances in order, date Keith Burr. That's I mean, yeah, that's why you're rich. It's because you have a good idea of finance.
Or maybe I just, like, just suck all the wealth out of anyone that I'm with until there's this husk of themselves that they were.
But yeah, happy National Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving Day, bro.
What a transition, man. Oh, this has been stuck in my head since you said Denny's earlier. Denny's is like Waffle House, but high class. It's just like a step up.
Denny's is not high class. You got to be kidding me. I've never been to a Waffle House, when I think of Denny's, I think bottom of the barrel diner here.
Have you ever been to a Waffle House?
No, but I always wanted to try it. Chicken and waffles, right?
I don't think there's chicken, but there's definitely a cigarette behind every cook's ear that has ever cooked anything at a Waffle House. And you can really work its way into the food. It's good.
Wait, they don't serve chicken?
Mm-mm. I mean, do they serve chicken at Waffle House, baby?
I don't know. I've never been. That'd be for you to answer, I guess. I just assumed it was chicken and waffles, but...
Oh, I had to ask the chicken master, my girlfriend. I mean, she knows all things chicken.
Was there chicken at Waffle House? Does she know?
Yeah, she said no.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, I'm wrong.
I think you're thinking of...
Roscoe's? Chicken? No. I'm thinking of Roscoe's, I think, yeah.
Roscoe's chicken and waffles. Yeah, wow, where'd that come from?
Also, I mean, Jesus Christ, can you hear where I live right now?
You live on the side of the I don't know any roads in California. I'm trying to think of one real quick.
I live in Oregon.
Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much nowadays, yeah. I'm thinking I should probably shut my window so you can't hear the freeway next to my house.
Same thing. Oregon.
I live next to a busy ass street, and when a big truck goes by my house, the whole house shakes.
We live almost the same lives, except I live the country fried version.
I mean, thank God that, you know, I'm a heavy sleeper, because if I was a light sleeper, I would not be able to live here.
No. You gotta get that shit out of your system early, that light sleeping bullshit.
But I've always been a heavy sleeper, though. I think I might have, what's that, sleep apnea?
I went straight to narcolepsy.
No, dude, I was hanging out with my dad on Tuesday night, and he, like, passed out in the chair and with his eyes open. I thought he was dead. I thought he was having a heart attack. My dad's 65, 66 now, so his eyes were open. And I couldn't hear him breathing. And I started shaking him. I was like, Dad, wake up. Wake up. And then I think he might have narcolepsy, though. But anyway, he all of a sudden he starts snoring. And I'm just like, oh, he's just sleeping with his eyes open. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Thank you, Nightmare Fuel.
But yeah, I thought my dad died on Tuesday. So that was fun.
You just stopped for a second. It's like, oh, shit. Oh, okay. Ain't that the best, though? Like, that's one thing that makes me love nightmares, because I get to wake up to this piece of shit world and it'll still be a little bit better.
Man, nightmares. I had a nightmare last week that a little kid shot me in the kidney in, like, a post-apocalyptic Mad Max situation. And, yeah, he shot me in my kidney as I was trying to run away, and these two little kids, I was like, don't do it, kid, don't do it, and he shot me in my back, and I woke up.
I was like, fuck. Little bastard. The roving bands of murderous children. It must have got out of Apple.
Yeah, I don't know what triggered that dream, but yeah.
Probably the ghosts in your iPhone.
The ghosts in my iPhone? Yeah, probably. they know exactly what I'm thinking. Like, they give me all the ads that I'm looking for. I'm like, oh, that's convenient. Click. Oh, that's convenient. Click. Oh, sweet. I'll buy one of these. And now I know why I'm broke. That's right.
Yeah. See, I won't even get on Amazon, bro. Can't do it.
You're living off the grid.
Can't. Do what?
you're living off the grid, kind of, except we're talking on an app, so.
Yeah, and I pretty much signed away my soul with the contract I got with this phone. Like, I didn't even read the shit, man. Like, I don't think anybody does. Like, they should put some wild shit in there. But, all right.
Yeah, I don't like reading, so I pretty much just sign any contracts that are put in front of me, if it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the faster you do it, I mean, the less you have to look at it. So that's better off for everybody in the long run anyway. That's just...
Also, yeah, that's how people should live life, honestly. It's like, why read all the fine print? Just sign stuff, guys. If you're listening to this, just sign stuff. Go for it. Have fun. Also, blow a little cash.
You can do anything. Listen, anything. I mean, that you put your mind to... As long as you have enough money, rich parents that are still, like, giving you money and no responsibilities, and you find yourself in a, like, upper echelon of, you know, society, you can do anything, almost. But if you're poor, fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I had to borrow some money from my mom recently. That was embarrassing. But what are you going to do, right? Live life one day at a time.
Hey, that's what they... I mean, yeah, mom, give me that money. It's fine. One day...
I'm lucky that I can do that. Like, I don't ask her for... I ask her for, like, money maybe once every 5 years, and she knows that I was in a tough spot right now. So she was like, transferred some money over. I feel so lucky, bro. I'm paid the bills.
Oh, yeah. Like, it makes you feel all, like... I know that feeling too well, man. Like, all 6 inches of fucking lucky tall, like, just
like I'm tall. I should be more successful than I am. It's kind of disappointing. My
you know, I thought the same thing when I looked at you. I was like, you know, why is he talking to me? Like, there's no way this fella should just be like, yeah, I'll come on your podcast. But then he was like, yeah, I'll come on your podcast. I was like, you don't even have glasses.
Well, what does that mean? Do people usually have glasses on here?
You just running around raw dog and vision. Like, I'm... See, like...
How bad is your vision? Let me ask you that. How bad are your eyes?
It's a wreck. It's bad. Like, I won't... you're in Oregon, all right? That's real far away. I feel like this is... I can tell you this. If you took my glasses off in a fight, it ain't a fight anymore.
If you took your glasses off in a fight, then what?
Yeah, if somebody got my glasses off in a fight, it wouldn't be a fight anymore. It'd be like you versus Helen Keller.
Oh, okay. So your hearing's bad too. Got it. What's good to know, if we ever get in a physical altercation, I'm going to go straight for your eyes.
Just go for the glasses and then clap my ears.
Ears are ringing, your vision's blurred. All of a sudden, you're on the ground getting your face pounded in. God. Do you wear contacts, though?
See, that's a funny story, too, about contacts. Long story short, I ended up in UK Medical Center in the optometry or ophthalmology department. I don't know which one it is. I can't be bothered to check. I'm blind at this point. And yeah, I'm completely blind in one eye because of contacts. And
oh, no. Know,
yeah. UK is a learning hospital. And so I had about 25 little snot-nosed fucking residents come through and look at me. And the last little smarmy smug motherfucker says, you know, it's never good to be the interesting patient.
He said that? And, that's funny.
Anthony, that's not one thing that you want to hear. Well, you know, you got one of your eyes completely goddamn blind. And, you know, it's just searing pain.
You were in the UK for that study?
University of Kentucky Medical Center.
Oh, I thought you were in the United Kingdom. I was like, that's pretty cool. You got to go travel abroad, right on.
That would be cool. I'd probably do it again. I'd go through that again. No, I wouldn't. No, that was hell. That was hell. What happened was I used to work in a tire shop. And, like, we turned it into a garage.
And was it Discount Tire Co?
Was it what?
Discount Tire Company or just a mom and pop?
This was Cincinnati, tire and wheel. I lived in the same town as the guy that wrote The Walking Dead, that Robert Kirkland said his name. I don't know. It popped out of my head. But, well, more well known as where Secretariat, the horse that won the Triple Crown.
Oh, yeah.
Where that is. Well, anyway, that's awful. I was cleaning inside of a wheel well with a grinder and shoved a piece of like the wire in my eye. Went to the bathroom, cleaned it out, didn't do a good job. Went back to work. Went to finished work that day. Went back to my apartment. Lay down, go to bed, and open my eye about 4 o'clock in the morning. And have you ever imagined being blind? Like, what do you think it's like?
Yeah, my aunt's blind. My aunt Judy, she's actually blind. So I've you know, like put a, you know, wrapped a tie around my eyes or a scarf or whatever, you know, blindfold, and try to navigate around my house. And it never ends well. I usually knock over a glass, like shattering something or bumping into something, stubbing my toe. You think something's right there, and then you step and you fall down a couple stairs. You know, it never ends well. So I have imagined being blind because I was like, I'm going to walk through the shoes of my Aunt Judy. And, yeah, it never ends well. So I have imagined it.
See, that's actually a really good way to do it, I guess, because that's kind of what it's like. Because I used to do that dumb shit, too, whenever I was a kid. Just walk around like a little dummy, just blind.
Oh, man, I did this, like, last week.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, I mean, I walked through my house trying to talk like different celebrities, living or dead. So, I mean, I feel pretty silly sometimes doing that.
Yeah, I hear you do a pretty good Bill Clinton.
But I don't know what you're talking about. Oh shit! That was him.
Hey Bill, do you play saxophone?
Well, hell yeah, buddy! I play saxophone. You know, I'm first Predator in Chief of the United States of America, right here.
Predator in Chief. I told you guys he was funny.
Told you guys. Talk about some horses in this house, buddy. I used to import ass like a Kennedy. Oh, back to the blindness.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Anyway, so woke up like 4 o'clock in the morning. It was all like you were talking about, like what we saw when we did that. You did that last week, and I did it when I was a child. So it's like all it's opaque. I was so freaked out, dude. I called my mom.
Oh, yeah, I would have done the same thing. I would have called my mom, too. I would have been like, I can't fucking see.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. What's that, mom? What the fuck? I can't see. I can't see. What the fuck? And she's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm freaking out. And she's like, when can you go to the doctor? I'm like, no, it's 4 o'clock. And, okay, fast forward time. I got to the garage. And I had my secretary. My idea was, okay, I'm going to go and get this checked out. You know where I had her take me?
Urgent care?
The optometrist at Walmart.
You're kidding, right?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Oh, no. And they're like, yeah, you're blind, kid. And you can find some Chip Ahoy on aisle 7.
Pretty much. And that poor old man came out. I mean, he had to be at least 110. He came out there and he looked at me and said, son, this is above my pay grade. You might want to think about going to UK. They got a good eye department. An eye department.
And UK means University of Kentucky and not the United Kingdom. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, these colors don't run. You hear my voice.
That's right, brother. Don't tread on me.
I'll say all the same colors.
Well, you're blind now, so you can't see colors anymore. So
exactly. I can't discriminate.
Okay, go on. Sorry. So he tells you to go to UK.
To the eye department. So I've got my secretary Megan and taking me. I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry, but we're not going back to the office. We're going to UK. Well, I failed to mention I'm in ridiculous amount of pain. Like, I don't know, the inside of your mouth or your eyes have to be the two places that just are the most.
Wait, so your eye was in pain too?
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds miserable.
It was. It was a true, like, pretty much perfect representation of my own personal hell. And you know, when I look back on it, it's still the same. But, well, pain kind of fast forwards things whenever it's not slow motion in them. Right. That's a nonsensical sentence I just said. But
I was waiting for you to finish, actually. I was like, and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it was the end of that first day, and they gave me a prescription. Here's some Percocets. You're going to need these.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And my dumb ass, I pretty much, those were gone by the next day, basically. But I had to go back 7 days in a row. And that was like a 2.5 hour trip one way.
Oh, God, bro. That sucks. I would have just slept there.
Yeah, man. I would have loved to, but I was still saving up to be Poe. But this beautiful little Indian doctor came in finally and told him she found out what it was. And she had these little magic drops in her pocket that were made of cocaine. I just called them her little eyeball her little cocaine drops. Because I don't know what it was. Some kind of benzocaine, lidocaine. I don't know. But
But it made you feel better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any port in a storm, right? Fucking. I asked her, I was like, can you please, for the love of God, prescribe me some of those? I will pay them. I'll pay you for them. Straight up, I don't care. And she's like, no, they're bad for you if you use them too much. Well, this crazy lady just goes ahead and leaves them on the counter. And Keith, not one to be a dummy, is like, awesome. They're mine now. And those are probably the only thing that really got me through that. It sucked.
Man, I would have taken them too. She probably did it on purpose to give you like a little leg up on the situation, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she was not done by any rides.
She probably left him there. She's like, this poor guy, he wants cocaine for his eyes. I'm going to leave these here for him. Bless his heart.
Give him a little black hand.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Oh, well,
but you can still see out of the other eye, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you count what I do with seeing, like, I'm colorblind, I got shitty depth perception, and then just astigmatism on top of a fucking nearsightedness, probably. I mean, I know I got astigmatism.
And then you have glaucoma on top of everything, right, with cataracts?
You know, no, actually, that's the one thing I don't have, the things that would get me a medical license.
Oh, for marijuana? Yeah. I don't smoke weed anymore, but when I did, like, I had a medical card for a while down in California, but that was later on after the misdemeanor. But yeah, I never really even used it. I kind of phased out of smoking weed. It's just boring to me now. It's whatever.
I mean, those medical cards in California, couldn't you just pretty much draw those up yourself with a crayon and people would be like, okay.
there is a registry. Or they'd look up your ID and stuff like that. So who knows, man? I don't know. You could probably get away with it, though. You want to try it? Way out west?
Oh, dude, I was with one of my friends in Michigan it was one of the first states to ever legalize it, like, for medical use. And we drove all the way up to Michigan so he could get his medical license. And I swear to God, dude, we went into this doctor's office. We went like a team, like on Step Brothers, because we were best bros, you know?
Right.
And the doctor comes in to see him and said, what's wrong with you, son? My buddy goes, Doc, I got these growing pains. We were 18, 19. We were like 19 or 20 years old at the time.
He said growing pains?
Growing pains, Anthony.
Like growing pains, like the show.
Yeah, like the shitty, like, sitcom.
And he got a card for that? Sorry, I'll let you finish. This is...
No, I love this. No, it's fine. Like, you're hyping me up. And the dude looked at him and he said, son, nobody needs to live like that.
Nobody needs to live like that. I mean, the doctors that prescribe these licenses, I went in there when I was getting my medical license, or ID, I gave her a myriad of issues. I was like, yeah, I have anxiety. I have problems with, I have lung pain because I worked with harsh chemicals. I dislocated my shoulder. I broke my ankle. And she's like, you're good after you said you, after you said you had anxiety. I was like, okay.
You could have just told me you get kind of nervous thinking about flying.
Yeah. That's funny, dude. Growing pains? You got to be kidding me. That's
only in Michigan.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Minnesota, where you don't want to get a DUI.
Fuck Minnesota. Land of a thousand fucking lakes, land of a thousand fakes. Hate you guys.
Okay. Wish they were all dead.
Yeah, I wish your lakes were all dead. Oh, man. That's
I wish ocean. All the fish in all those lakes were dead. D-E-D, dead.
I thought there were two D's in dead. D-E-D-D.
Oh, yeah.
D-E-D-D. Now, you know, I think, have you ever thought about the oceans like this, Anthony? They're just nothing but, you know, dead people soup.
The oceans are dead people soup?
Yeah.
No, I haven't thought about it like that. Why is there? Because there's so many deaths at sea?
Oh, hell yeah. There's a bunch of them, man.
A bunch of, like, yeah, think about Pearl Harbor, all those kamikaze planes and shit. All those guys are in the ocean somewhere. Well, they probably, you know, deteriorated or got eaten by now, but.
Yep.
I think your statement has some validity. Yeah, dead people soup. I like it.
Yeah, the kamikaze people, they're like pretty much the seasoning of the broth. Concentrate.
What? Because what about the old Vikings with their Viking warships?
Oh, those stirred the pot. Those definitely, they're pot stirrers, those Vikings then.
When do you think the first boats were ever made? Because those are the guys that died first to season the oceans.
I'll look it up. As soon as we found out there's pussy somewhere that we had the boat to.
Oh, here we go. So the oldest boat to ever have been recovered is the Pesse Canoe. It kind of looks like a pussy. I'm looking at it right now. But no, it's called the Pesse Canoe. It's believed to be from the early Mesolithic period, from around 8,000 years BCE. So 10,000 years ago, bro, the first boat, that's when we started seasoning the dead soups.
Yeah, we're in the search for pussy. I mean, and pussy. You know, Jesus.
It's the Pesse Canoe.
Oh, it's like ordering Pepsi at a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, wait. Hold on, the ancient Egyptians also used reed boats, so that was around the same time. What
the fuck are they boating to?
I don't know, man. They probably needed to transport their sarcophagi and such.
Yeah, them uppity motherfuckers. They're like, we can't let our feet touch the sand. Oh, no. That was a terrible Egyptian.
Wait, you're doing an Egyptian accent?
I don't think I even did an accent. I think I just talked like me.
I would just start doing like an Iranian or a Pakistani accent to sound, you know, Egyptian.
Aloha snack bar.
Is that racist though? I don't know. I hope not.
Aloha snack bar.
I love that place. They have the best burgers with pineapples on them and bacon.
Yeah, it's like five infidels. I mean, five guys.
Infidels? I'm an infidel, I think.
You know, I like Dragon Ball Z. If I was anybody in that, I'd be infidel. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a Fidel Castro. Now we're on.
Do what?
Now I'm on a big tangent. Infidel, Fidel Castro. I don't know. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Fidel Castro.
There's a joke in there somewhere. Maybe we can workshop that later. I don't know.
Oh, what's the old Castro name? That's Justin Trudeau's daddy, ain't it?
I told you this guy was funny.
Look at him. Put them next to each other. Put them faces next to each other. Justin Trudeau's mother was a very promiscuous woman, and his father permitted that they were swingers.
You're talking about the Canadian Prime Minister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got a lot of flack for dressing up in blackface back in the day.
Yeah, he a racist. I don't know. Well, I mean, they do look uncannily similar. Is that how you use that?
I don't see it. I don't see it, but
it's just, you know, what is that, communism?
You said Trudeau and Castro look similar?
Mm-hmm. Almost like it's his father. Your father gave me this watch.
Oh, wow. He actually, with the goatee, he kind of does look a little bit like Fidel Castro.
Mm-hmm. Tell the truth, though.
Maybe, is Fidel Castro still around? No, he died.
No, we murdered the shit out of him.
Yeah, let's see. So, yeah, dude, you're right.
See?
He might be his son or cousin.
Dude, and if you look at the timelines of where Justin Trudeau's parents were and where he was at the same time, it maps up real, real close, like in the same building, even.
Damn, there's probably a whole theory about this. I'm not big on conspiracy theories. I will say I do believe in aliens. But you know, in terms of, like, you know, other conspiracies, I don't like to let people ramble on about that kind of crap. It's like, where does it get us? Where does it get us conspiring?
Hey, you mean you don't believe that we're ran by like an ancient underground, like warlord type? You know, just I don't know, crickets and fucking reptile people.
That makes sense. I think what makes more sense is somebody monitoring us from within our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, that kind of planted us on Earth as an experiment. And they're just kind of watching us nuke each other and stuff as an experiment.
I've said that for so long. I was like, there's nothing telling me that we're not a science experiment, that an alien got a C+ on it's hanging, just like sitting on his dresser.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, my project's still going really well. He wrote theses on it.
oh, they got cell phones. They're adorable.
He got a C+. That's the funniest part. Yeah, you would have gotten a B if they wouldn't have started killing each other and destroying the Earth.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, and sorry, most points for porn, though.
Sorry, Gorlak. Your project would have done a lot better.
Sorry.
How do you say that again? That's a good name. Shit. I think I'm going to name my kid that. How do you spell that?
It's spelled like the way static on a TV tastes.
Now I'm even more confused, but
I feel like
as a kid, I've tried to taste the static, though, so I kind of know where you're coming from.
That's the pussiest way I've ever heard of saying ride the lightning.
That's right. Taste the static.
Oh, fuck. All right, Anthony, last question. I will let you go after this, and you can plug it. You know, you can tell everybody what you're working on, if, you know, you got anything in the works, or if you just want to, like, you know, really blow up your boy Keith a little bit more. It's all welcome here.
I'm always down to blow you, bro. But yeah, what's the question?
Would you rather have a really deep voice and a baby carrot dick, or a super high falsetto, like maybe even a strata like voice and a Burmese python in your pants?
Oh, man.
Because you got to think first impressions, bro.
You know, I would rather have a deep voice than a tiny pecker.
That's confidence right there. That's that deep voice talk.
Yeah, I mean, because you're going to get a lot further in life. That's right off the bat. If you have a high-pitched voice, and even if you're packing heat, you're not even going to get in the bedroom.
Exactly. But how many situations you come into, like, where, you know, your dick was what got you out versus you talking?
Maybe like five.
Yeah, like a handful.
Two. Yeah. That's a good question. What about you?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'd rather just like be able to talk like this and have just a micro penis. I'd make fun of it in my deep voice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question, man. Has anybody ever answered the high voice with the whopper?
No, but I feel like that's actually the first time I've asked that question. So I'm glad that you liked that one.
But yeah. I'm
gonna tell me that somebody's got, you know, they're compensating.
What if you had a medium voice with a medium dick?
That's just the regular person.
Okay, yeah, we're talking extremes here. Okay, right on.
We're talking elephantitis and microbes.
Right, right. I actually do suffer from elephantitis in my ass. So I got a
whole elephant tight ass over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love words, Anthony. I love them. They're the best.
That's why you're funny, man. That's why you're really, really funny. And anytime you come into a room, it's like everybody's instantly laughing, and I don't even know how to describe it. You have this energy about you when you enter the room. It's like if I was going up after you, I would probably just walk out of the club.
Seen it happen.
if I would only ever want to open for you, because anything after your comedy would just fall short. So, yeah, let's give it up for Keith.
Oh man, you guys are fucking so cool, man. That's really nice of you guys. Like, I put on my nicest shirt. It's got all the buttons. And wow. Anthony, listen, don't sell yourself short, guy. I mean, my God. Just your musical prowess alone, dude. Like, just being able to just...
Have you heard me play music?
Hell yeah, we were playing musical charades.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, right on. Yeah, I was trying to come up with... you guys were giving me topics, and I was doing, like, different genres dope, and stuff. Yeah, that was fun. We should do that again, man. That was a lot of fun. I love improv and guitar. It usually makes people laugh or jealous, one or the other.
Oh, yeah, both, and there's nothing like a jealous laugh. You can always hear.
They're just like...
I'm only laughing because it would look weird if I weren't. Right now, look, we're scowling.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of alpha males out there, and when I bust out the guitar, it makes a lot of, you know, other people shy and weird sometimes. So
have you noticed that too? Like, dudes don't like me most of the time, like, especially ones that aren't funny.
Yeah, no, they're intimidated. It's that alpha, you know, big dick energy, BDE.
Just you get that BDE, combine it with the NRE, you're gonna have a BABEY.
What's an NRE?
New relationship energy.
Oh, what about MRE, meal ready to eat?
Same baby, MRE.
And then there's the AARP.
Holy shit, that's actually one I don't understand. I don't know what that A. I'm great with abbreviations.
AARP is medical insurance, I think.
Yeah, it is, but I don't know what the letters stand for, and that's new.
Maybe it's the American Association for Rapers. Retired
Peoples.
American Association for the Rat People.
American Association for the Retarded Packers.
Whoa, dropping the big R right there, bro.
The hard R.
I was dating this girl. I don't really censor myself too much, but there's certain words I don't say, and I dropped the hard retard on her, and yeah, you can get canceled for that kind of stuff. So if anybody's listening out there, just know that I support mentally challenged people. You know, I like to push them. In wheelchairs and stuff. So.
I give you, I'm like, I got this. I'm autistic, so we're good.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I got the card.
Fuck yes, I ain't retarded. I'm sorry.
Well, the Black Eyed Peas, the Black Eyed Peas started it, right? Let's get retarded and high, right?
They didn't have a choice. They started out retarded. I mean, they didn't have to get anywhere. Fergie, though. That bitch is national treasure.
She peed on stage.
Gross. She probably that old ass she's in the continent.
I think I like that song, though. Big Girls Don't Cry. That's a good song.
Well, you know what, Fergie? They don't pee on the stage either.
I'm gonna miss you like a child misses a blanket. This day I'm gonna move on with my life. There we go. Yeah.
I'll see. I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
But yeah, if I'm gonna plug anything, I just say, you know, find me on Instagram and let's help me get to 1,000 followers, guys. Kovach, period, is period, random. Kovach is random. And you can see some of the funny ass shit that I do on there. So that's my only plug.
Some of it's beautiful. You know, I mean, I say that with as much just restraint. Like, what is that people are scared of being gay? What do they call that? Like,
oh, homophobia.
Yeah, with restrained homophobia, I say some shit's beautiful. And not for real. He's a talented dude. He like plays some fiddle. He plays some like funny. And I mean, what else is better than that? You can't get better than playing the fiddle and the funny. What can I say? Look at Steve Martin. Fuck.
Wait, I play the fiddle? I never play the fiddle.
It's being incorrect thing is what's actually like more.
Okay, like, got it.
Next thing, was like, well, my Grammy fiddle right there.
You know, my mom always told me that I didn't have a funny bone in my body, so I handed her my humerus.
Oh, I bet she clavicled about that. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I chopped her head off. Wait, no, I didn't. I was trying to go for like a skull.
And then he showed her your weenus.
That's right. That's right. And then, yeah, epidermis. I'm losing it, Keith. Save me, bro.
Jejunum. Punch him right in the vagina bone.
Pubic bone.
Yeah. Right in the bones, pubis, vagina bone.
The vagina bone's connected to the pussy bone. The pussy bone's connected to the ass bone. The ass bone's connected to the shit credit bone.
Card. Oh. I want to say credit card for everyone that you said before.
The pussy bone. It's connected to the credit card.
Visa black card.
The tit bone's connected to the credit card.
Alimony. Oh, fuck. Anthony, man, this was fun, dude. I'll probably hop on Clubhouse after here. It might take me a week to get this out. It might take me 2 days, but I'll let you know, and I'll see what I can do. See if I can help you. I'll get you, like, I'll share something of yours on my Instagram. See if I can get you some.
Yeah, I need to post some more funny stuff. I've been writing for the past 3 weeks. I just started writing comedy, so... but I've been getting a lot of good feedback from different comedians, and I think I'm working on a pretty gold bit right now. I'm excited to share it, at some point. So, but.
Dude, I've got my first live show tomorrow that I've had in like months.
Nice. Congrats. Where are you playing?
At the Alley on Main. It's a new place here in my town, which is terrifying, but you know, it can only go so wrong with 11 people there.
Right, right. And if you can make one of them laugh, then you're winning, right?
Oh, yeah, because I don't like any of them. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, don't let them hear that.
Oh, no, that would be even better if I could let them hear that and then win them over. I don't know if I could do that yet.
That's cool, man. So you go up tomorrow night at the Alley on Main. And how many minutes are you doing?
I have no idea. I've got up to 15 ready.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
If I need to, I can do 20, I'm sure. But, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. But, I mean, I can fucking banter for 5. Come on.
I can. I'm so new to comedy. I could probably do like 6 minutes right now, 6 to 10 minutes.
Dude, that's still a lot, man. Like, there's this thing I'll say: new comics. Well, I'm new. I'm very new. Like, I don't want anybody to get the like misinterpretation. I think that I'm seasoned or anything. I've just been funny my whole life. And it's weird to say that, but I know that that's true. But like, as far as performing goes, this is new territory for me, pretty much, man. Like, I've just been really fortunate in the spots that I have been given or that I've taken.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, maybe you can record what you do tomorrow and share it with me, because I'd be excited to see that, actually. So.
Oh, I absolutely will, man. Gonna take advantage of that for sure. I'm gonna record it. Hell, I might even run some of it by you later tonight. But I'll go ahead and end this, brother. And you can holler at me. I might hop on Clubhouse or something.
Yeah, for sure. I'll see you over there. I want to run my stuff by you too.
All right, buddy. Hey, I'll talk to you later, man. And this is Keith Burr signing out. And Anthony, any last words?
Butt sex.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to end it strong. See you, everybody.
Later.
Welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereo travelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify and iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so we can continue pouring this sexy cacophony into your ears once a week.